The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 64 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast as we continue Trauma Month here on the show.
I was helping you out because it was Trauma Month.
Oh, well, that is true. I should have knew the theme song for Trauma was going to kick in at some point. but yes, it is Trauma Month here on the show. And with me for the entire month are my two regular co-hosts. And with me, as always, my two lovely co-hosts. First up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Hopefully I didn't freeze while I say hello. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. The 2B Tuesdays is the highlight of my week, each and every week. And it's very excited to continue the Trauma Month.
Indeed, indeed. But we also have our other co-host, Marcy, who's also the Canadian portion of this podcast. And that, of course, is the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
I just want to say I am equally lovely, just like Super Marcy.
Yes, you are.
Damn straight you are. but guys, we are not alone on tonight's episode.
What?
Indeed, we have a very special guest who is joining us for the first time on the 2B Tuesdays podcast, but he has been on other episodes of our other shows that are on the Super Network, and he is making his debut appearance on here for some trauma goodness, and that, of course, is Derek Smith. Hello, Derek. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you guys for having me.
Indeed, indeed. But you're the perfect person to bring on the show, Derek, because the last time you, Marcy, and I recorded together, you sort of offhandedly mentioned that you, back in the day, you used to run the Trauma, was one of the Trauma forums?
Yeah, so I, back in around 2004, 2005, on Trauma.com, they had a message board, and it was a lovely place where everybody shitposted and talked about trauma movies and memes well before like Twitter and Tumblr and all that jazz. And I was one of the moderators trying to keep some semblance of order in a realm of anarchy. So it was a lot of fun.
So basically, you were like our main character in tonight's film when it came to just putting all the posters in their place.
Yeah, just without the face makeup, you know.
I'm just trying to wrap my head about what sort of chaos like a trauma message board would be.
Yeah,
a lot of. We had to like prevent a lot of rotten.com.
Oh no.
Memes and repostings. Yeah. Like I said, it was 2004, 2005. So we were dealing with a lot of, you know, pre even e-bombs world and stuff like that. Mm. So there was a lot of really interesting stuff that popped up from time to time. Tub Girl was a very popular one to remix. So if that gives you any idea of the stuff that we dealt with. Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds delightful.
Indeed, but hopefully we won't get any of that for tonight's episode tonight. So once again, it's my pick for the show. And that's usually either a good thing or a bad thing.
That's a bad
God damn it, Bede. I'm saying that preemptively.
Indeed, indeed. But for tonight's episode of the show is, out of all the films that are on Tubi at the moment in terms of trauma, I decided to go with this one. Mainly because until yesterday, I had never even seen this movie. I've heard of it, but never seen it. So I thought, you know what? I should make this my pick for Trauma Month. And the film I have chosen for this episode is Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD.
Awesome. I've never all seen this film, and I'm very excited.
You guys are all in for a treat.
I'm so excited right now.
I feel like right now, like, Kabuki Man's almost right up there with Toxie as the official mascot for Trauma.
Yeah, they're definitely. Exactly. It's the. Troma's like Abbott and Costello, I guess. It's them working together.
Yes.
Intriguing.
But we'll get. Sorry. Indeed. And as with all the movies we watch on Tubi, we're going to be starting the film from the very beginning. So I'll count us down from five, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie. But whenever an ad does pop up during the film, we'll let you know, and then we'll give you the timestamp, and then once the ads are finished, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the movie. However, though, I'm pretty sure, though, based on our previous episodes of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, that if you don't have Tubi in your part of the world, or if you're not interested in watching the film, I'm pretty sure the episode will still be a fun listen to regardless. However, though, as we stated in our previous episode of Avenger, if Tubi isn't playing in your part of the world, you can watch this film on Troma's official streaming service, Troma Now. So go and check it out over there. So we'll get straight to it. So guys, are you ready to see the shenanigans of Kabuki Man in Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD?
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. Let's do this. I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, we play the movie. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Alright, let's do this. Clearly the best opening logo ever.
Exactly. Like I stated in the previous episode, Marcy, that opening, the Troma logo needs to be up there with, like, you know, the Columbia Pictures logo, the Warner Brothers logo, the Paramount logo, and all that. So, it's just as iconic as those.
Yeah.
I like how it said the subtitle was, like, non-English speaking. Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Thanks for that.
So, right away, I could tell this movie would be cancelled if it was made today.
Mm.
Yes. But I mean, knowing Troma, would they really care?
No. They would just double down.
Yeah, knowing their history, no. They definitely would not.
Exactly.
Okay, these subtitles are like taking up the whole screen again.
They're reading off the subtitles again, Marcy.
They are. I've just made it slightly smaller, so hopefully I can actually see the screen a little bit.
That was the best joke ever in the Titanic episode.
Yes. The chosen
one is on his way. So, what's that?
That dude is burning his hand.
Yeah, well, what is the plot of this movie? I don't know.
Describe the plot.
Yeah, someone give me a plot. What is it about?
So, we get a lovely Kabuki prophecy that was just given the information, and now we have to find out if the following of the Kabuki will be taken care of and end up stopping the evil one.
So is
nothing more evil than Wall Street.
Sorry, is that guy Shane Van Dyke from Titanic 2 just selling coke on the
car? It could be.
That is a Shane Van Dyke move.
Mm.
And these two girls are Lloyd's daughters, by the way.
Aww.
And now they're dead.
And now, yes.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Oh, boobies.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
And the funny thing is Tubi has this dude listed as PG-13, by the way. I buy Kabuki Man.
So why is he Bede, killing these people?
Bede, we need to get you that wig.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is, so I swear, this... I've already...
Go ahead, Bede, sorry.
I was going to say, like, that wig, I've already made the connection from this movie, and the... Whoa! She goes flying out the window naked, and then, all of a sudden, it's a boy, and then, bam!
Booty fair.
Booty fair.
Booty fair.
Yeah, so the guy that got killed and his family was, they were supposed to be the new Kabuki man.
Oh, okay.
I see. And why did that guy have like a long wig? Was he really thinking that that guy from Ninja Terminator was his idol? NYPD.
I mean, it's entirely possible.
Just seems like I gotta wear a longer wig. Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of nice
qualities about this town. I think it's the same wig, Marcy. Because remember, in Ninja Terminator, he threw the wig away. Then we saw in Toxic Avenger that some guy had the same exact wig. So I'm gonna make the assumption, and the leak from that movie to this one, other than it, you know, being that it's in the same universe because it's a trauma film.
Look, the Toxic Avenger is playing. Is,
yes.
That's cross promotion at its best right there.
Yes. Is that that wig somehow got into the hands of this new henchman.
Yeah, and it actually had a bit of toxic waste on it, so it grew longer. Also, that guy's hair looked like a Hook from AEW.
Are we sure that's not Hook?
It could be.
Is Hook Sergeant Kabuki Man?
He might be.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't confirmed it yet.
Look at this British guy.
I don't know how to say kabuki, so I'm gonna say it like this, mate. Let me shine your shoes, governor.
Hello, everyone. I'm a British person, and I'm here interviewing this Klaus Kinski lookalike.
Oh, Jesus, it does look like Klaus Kinski.
Bob.
That was almost Malcolm McDowell-esque, dude.
I'm scared of him and his cut of
Hello,
yellow
I'm Malcolm McDowell. Is that I myself
have been personally interested I'm entirely positive but furious.
I don't want to look at that man because his eyebrows are scaring me. My revered
elder. That looks like, what's his name, the guy that was head of the Motion Picture Association for all those years.
So who's this?
That's one of... So this is the granddaughter of the Kabuki.
So they need someone to take over him?
For his, yes.
Why is he eating worms?
This is part of the transference.
Oh. Well, he eats worms. He eats cheese.
It's sauerkraut.
Mm. I don't know what that is. I just assumed I knew what it was.
It's cabbage. Oh. It's a German.
Oh, I thought he just was eating cheese or something. I have no idea.
Yeah. It's a
tradition that's been going on. And we've lost Bede. The men dress up like women and do some kind of poses in slow motion. I think Bede just doesn't have internet working today.
No.
I had no idea what I was getting into. What I did know was that I had missed another date with Connie LaRosa. So this guy is a bit of a loser, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And the play that they're, the Kabuki play that they're doing is actually The Odd Couple.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. What shall transpire? I'm gonna try to keep up with this movie.
Oh, it totally is.
I don't know what's going on. If something has befallen Ichiro, will you pass the ancient Kabuki powers to me? So he doesn't want to pass the powers to her?
No. Women can't be no kabuki man.
The joys of a patriarchal society.
Mm. Oh, and he also is an actor?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just confused, but I'll pretend I know what's going on. Like, most of the movies we watch for this podcast.
It wouldn't be a 2B2B today podcast if you weren't confused, Marcy.
Yes, and it also wouldn't be a podcast if one of us didn't get disconnected.
Yes. Because we don't edit shit on this show. We just leave it in.
We leave it in. Once the movie starts, whatever happens, it's all in the podcast.
The train is rolling.
We don't stop for nowhere. So,
the character of Kabuki Man was actually based off of the character Kabuki Boy in Toxic Avenger 2, which was filmed in Tokyo after Lloyd spent time in Japan promoting the original Toxic Avenger.
Okay. Nice.
So to tie all those together.
I vaguely remember him being in Japan in the second movie.
Yes.
We might have Bede back, I'm not 100% sure.
He's back just in time for the fun.
So, wait, it's a real gun? Is he gonna stop murdering people?
Oh no!
Yeah.
Wait, this
not
is
old man Kabuki.
Play. And they're all laughing, like, okay. Yeah. No worries.
The odd this version of The Odd Couple got really dark.
It did.
It did.
I love how everyone's laughing. Like, hilarious.
I didn't expect
and oddly, it was still better. It was still better version of The Odd Couple than the one with Matthew Perry.
But she's kind of dead, mate. Shot right
another at show died at the box office, but this is ridiculous.
Oh. It's the same person.
We're gonna add that wig to the Tubi Awards this year.
Yeah, we definitely need best wig. How is this reported?
And I'm sounding even more British than before.
So,
join your shoes, Gunther!
Is that guy trying to, like, take the powers, or...?
Yes, okay. He was trying to gain the powers.
Right. What the... Wait, what?
So, of course, the art critic has to critique the being mowed down in the process as well.
Meanwhile, I don't know what happened here. Okay. Oh, right in the dick.
What are you doing? I think I just
saved your life, miss. Remove yourself. Bede, are you still there?
No, I think he's frozen again.
Oh my god. Hey, what are you doing? I'm like, it's so suspiciously quiet.
And no, they're not making out.
Oh.
I mean, they kind of are.
He put the worms in his mouth.
He also
best kiss it. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did the paint transfer onto his face? Oh, add.
Yeah.
Add.
We are add. At 10:51. And not a sexy ad in sight right now.
Yeah, what happened to our little secrets from last episode?
Yes, I know, we got the pasta ad. And I don't know what this ad is. Oh, it's a cake. It's Betty Crocker. There we go. After watching Sergeant Kabuki Man, go make a Betty Crocker cake. All right, 10:52. We are back. And he's smoking.
Well, after that makeout session, of course he is.
Oh, yeah.
I think Bede needs to wear that guy's outfit.
Oh, I'm gonna buy that outfit tomorrow.
Oh, he's back.
There you go.
I am back. Sorry, apologies for because my internet for some bizarre reason is lagging for some reason.
Whoa.
So hopefully it's stopped now.
Whoa.
He's getting some acid flashbacks.
He's getting more paint on his face.
And now speaking in Japanese.
Because that's what happens when you, like, get Kabuki Man powers. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Totally not cultural appropriation.
No, it's not.
He's a superhero. It's completely different.
Yeah, whatever would give you that impression?
Okay. I mean, it's not his fault that, you know, like, another guy decided to give him the powers of a kabuki man and had to wear that clothes.
Yeah. He needed somebody, because he's so, like, a misogynist, he couldn't give it to the granddaughter. I mean, dude, it's 1990, like, get with the times, mate.
When the bullets started flying, I hit the floor.
Yeah, it was like something out of the movies. You know what I mean? You see
any head up from New York. What are you talking about?
They sound like two of me and Beat My's characters over here. I mean, come on.
All right, I'm going on. Where's my pizza?
I mean,
well, my work here is done. But you didn't do anything. Captain Ben
was always around when things were going wrong.
I know this is a hard and trying time for you. But what did you think when you
what is with all these reporters?
Blowing down his beautiful kabuki costume?
Read the room, lady.
I
had to admit I felt pretty silly wearing a kabuki dress.
Well, and you look very good in a kabuki dress, mate.
Yellow is his color.
That thing's probably comfortable as fuck.
Exactly.
It matches his eyes.
All right, this tape player's got the latest Van Halen album on it.
Rembrandt. Why did that look like Jesse Ventura?
Well, it was me. It was a conspiracy. I was going to take the alarm, but I ended up taking the radio for Minnesota.
This is a false flag operation.
I was there. I'm not angry. I'm just mad.
I don't like this man. Go away.
It's both the hair and the eyebrows, isn't it, Marcy?
It is.
Reverend Snipes. So I really do need that dude's outfit. The guy with the blonde wig.
Yeah.
You need the whole shindig.
I think you have to just look for the Farrah Fawcett wig. I think.
Yes. That dude looks like Bob from Twin Peaks, but wearing Farrah Fawcett of hair on top of his head.
Yeah. And if Bob was wearing, like, shiny black pants.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm just eating chocolate.
I don't know if it's always the best idea to watch, eat something during a trauma movie, Marcy, because you know how violent these movies can get.
Brave. I tell my
Dude, I had a whole bunch of weed before. I got the munchies. Like that fast food chain, and you'll feel that power give you a good hard kick in that back. I think Uncle
it's totally Jack. It's totally Jack Valenti, the head of the Motion Picture Association.
Oh my god, totally is. Look at him.
Yeah, that is one of Lloyd's favorite people in the world. So,
yeah,
I'm sure that was very intentional.
Are you saying my receding hairline's getting too big?
Are you saying these eyebrows are actually caterpillars? Because they are. Sorry for barging in, but we gotta talk. I glued them on myself. Excuse me, Reverend, this
will only... Marcy, it's Adam Driver from House of Gucci.
I thought we had an agreement here. I thought Jesus.
It is.
Mamma mia.
This is the main bad guy, right?
Jared Leto must be nearby.
So the main guy, main bad guy, is actually played by Bill Whedon, and this is actually one of his first acting roles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he has 83 roles on IMDb, and this is his second.
Oh.
So.
Just yet another person that trauma has made a star.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we can't allow any Adam Driver lookalikes in this movie. Blood all over my new carpet.
To be fair. Here's your shot. Or to be fair.
Well, she's booby fair.
Now let's see. Where were we?
But to be fair, I'm pretty sure Adam Driver's character in that movie got assassinated, so.
Yeah. And we lost Beat again. And he's back.
Beat's having all the luck today. That is.
But yeah, nothing quite every like time trying to shake down somebody.
Every time Beat picks a movie, it just fucks up.
It's the internet. It's the gods of the internet trying to tell us something, Marcy.
Yeah, it's like when we tried Stop. To watch Punisher Warzone.
Stop. Stop Trauma Month. That's what the universe is telling us.
Never.
Right. I swear this dude's receding hairline has gotten bigger in the last 10 seconds.
It did.
I might dress up as this guy, Marcy.
Go for gold.
I go around and do this every time I see you. Well, I better go do some cleaning up.
That looks like the same apartment from Romeo and Juliet.
I think it is. It looks like it. Same beer cans and everything. Somebody had a lot of... Sorry, go ahead. Derek?
Oh, in Citizen Toxie, the Kubikinian is a full-on alcoholic, and people are like, that's so out of the blue. And like, did you see his apartment? It's just covered in beers.
Hmm. Oh, wait, he sees the guy's reflection in the mirror. That looks really, really funny. That makeup's fading a bit. He looks like he's trying to cosplay as the Joker, not be Kabuki Man.
He's Joker Sting.
Joker Sting. That was a thing, wasn't it?
It was.
That was a thing in Impact when Sting became the Joker.
Why? We don't know.
What has that dude got in his hand? It's like a cup that's a boob.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
It is. Booby it's just it. A single boob on a cup.
And it's got and milk sweating out of it.
Nipple.
Bravo. Bravo.
Genius invention.
I think we need to buy that.
We need to market that. We need to make our own Tubi Tuesday nipple mugs.
Yeah, we do. Yes. Yeah, we do. I don't know what
it is, but... And it just says booby fair on the side.
Booby fair. I mean, her outfit's very booby fair.
And this dude's just like being a complete cop's cliche by eating all the donuts.
Hey, look, I usually go jogging after work. I'm kind of jealous of his hair. I wish my hair looked that good.
No, running.
I'll be wearing my new spandex jogging shorts. Oh, he got a
boner.
What? I don't love this.
Spandex?
The slide whistle. Wow.
Forget it, Harry. You don't have the legs for spandex. Besides, Bender wants to see you in his office. Now.
Bender? Bite my shiny metal ass.
I wish it was Bender. Oh, I'm a steady
patron here. Once again, like I said in the, I am fascinated by every extra in every Troma movie ever. I'll do a New York accent for this movie.
I like looking at all the little things in the background, like all the attention to detail. It's just some weird random shit in the background. It's so good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can explain. First of all,
I wasn't going out there taking no damn vaccines.
First of all, I was trying to save those people from taking a vaccine for a virus that does this.
Yep.
There were at least five guys shooting. Yeah, the other men.
Isn't five guys the name of a restaurant or something?
Yeah, I think it's a burger place.
I've had five guys in my mouth before.
That shoe is melting.
Does every burger actually contain five guys in it?
At the actors, they were shooting at me.
Harry, you're not fucking listening to me.
What the hell is happening right now?
Their names are Fred, Daniel, Joseph,
and Ray Ray.
Yes.
Who's this? That's the perp.
Are his shoes melting? I'm very confused.
Yes.
They are.
But why?
Because he's turning into Kabuki.
Oh.
He's transitioning into Kabuki Man as we speak.
Yes.
And...
he self-identifies as a Kabuki Man.
Well, he really is at this point. The case is
closed. Yes. The case is closed. Everyone's dead. It was your fault. Let's just move on. Taking Joseph off and
I'm putting you on it. Goldberg Dry Cleaners? Those three stupid stolen shirts?
It's four and they're my stupid stolen shirts.
And they only had Gucci. One day left to retirement.
Well, retirement.
They had one day left to the dry cleaners.
How come he's only half transformed? Doesn't seem...
This is the part where you leave. The other part hasn't popped out yet.
Mm. It's like a scared...
Just noticed that's Lloyd Kaufman on the wanted sign.
Oh, it is
I was
going to
say, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Lloyd and Michael Hurd.
Yeah, it is. Didn't you have pants?
All the extras in this scene as they're like looking at him wearing the kabuki dress. Like... Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here in the shadow looking out the window.
A regrettable twist of fate has chosen you as a recipient of amazing supermortal powers that have been passed
what
down
are supermortal powers? Because
family.
Wouldn't you want powers to be immortal?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're immortal and you're given superpowers, then you can't have supermortal powers.
They're like supernatural powers, but just not as good.
I mean, I think by this point he knows something's going on because he keeps just magically transforming into a kabuki man.
I think supermortal also means that you can die even harder.
Does he have no undies on?
At least I hope he is wearing undies.
He's Winnie the Pooh in it.
That he is.
See, this movie is called Sergeant Kabuki Man, but yet his name is Detective Griswold. I feel very ripped off right about now. This is like a false advertisement.
This movie just should have been a dude with weird hair.
At least with Wolf Cop, at least he was actually, it fit him. He was a police officer. He wasn't a sergeant.
Yes, that is true. They do not have the one responsible for my grandfather's death. Why do you say that?
Because my grandfather was not killed by a man. His death was orchestrated by the spirit of the evil one. Have we lost someone?
Life
or people just turn off their cameras?
Come on now, you're a full-grown woman, all right? You just talk to me in normal English.
I think we might have slightly lost Derek too.
You're going so Wait. Well today.
Yeah, he's back.
Eddie's back.
Mind the you, universe is not a fan of trauma.
Mind you, the evil one that they're talking about is Clive Palmer.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
And the third episode
was a dog-related incident. Sorry,
we haven't made a Clive Palmer reference yet this episode. So for those keeping track of 2B Tuesday Bingo, you're one step closer.
Yeah, that was your Clive Palmer reference in the lead up to the Australian election.
Which, by the time this episode has dropped, I've already done because I went and did some early voting yesterday.
Yes, but by the time this is out, we wouldn't have actually... The election wouldn't have been held yet.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You tell them. Burn the patriarchy.
I wanted to be Kabuki Woman.
I really like this penis-welding imbecile.
A penis-welding imbecile.
I'm going to call everyone one of those.
Yes.
Oh, ad.
Ad.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
2540.
See, people, this is what your brain looks like on drugs.
Yeah, it's not a sexy ad, though.
That is vaguely what my brain looks like, yes.
I don't even know what that thing is. Alright, we're back. 2542.
And we're back.
43. We are, some reason, just slightly quieter than we usually are, and I don't know why. I think it's because the tech issues are driving us a bit crazy.
No, I think we're fine.
How you doing, boys? Look at that guy's hair!
Oh! BJ Fair!
BJ Fair! Hope you won't mind if I don't get up. No. Why is everyone watching it? Whatever.
Sir, this is awkward. Why are you making us watch this?
What we don't know is it's just a, it's Al Snow's head from
and it's and there's a
what like, do you
the,
want
the assistant's like writing like this is how you do a blowjob. Okay, I better write this down.
And that your men help break it up.
See, this is what makes Troma great. Every little bit is just so inappropriately disgusting.
Zero fucks given.
Exactly.
We need more of that these days.
Exactly.
Just give zero fucks. Finished.
Great. I'm finished. They were a little more scuffed than you. She was shining his shoes, pushing right out of the gutter, people.
I shined your shoes, Governor.
I'm pretty sure she tried to shine his pretend penis.
I'm sure something's glistening.
Yes. See, basketball ripped this joke off.
It so did.
It did.
It did.
That's immediately what I thought of, like, as the joke was revealed. An authentic
shogun yes. sword from the Tokugawa
Ieyasu shogunate. How does he suddenly know? Oh, wait, he's got the sandals on again.
Yeah, I was gonna say those shoes look hella comfortable. As a matter of fact,
it
is a
Tokugawa, and it was made. If this Griswold was in Australia, he'd just be wearing thongs right about now instead of kabuki shoes.
Yeah, well, it would be Sergeant Bogan Man. Such a beautiful instrument. If it was in Australia, he'd be wearing like thongs, aka flip flops. He'd be wearing footy shorts. He'd be wearing a flannel shirt with like a singlet underneath. He'd have a really bad mullet and probably be carrying, what beer do you reckon, Bede?
I don't know what beer, but you almost broke me, Marcy, when you said
that. Well, unfortunately, I can't see, so I'm just going to assume I broke you.
You did. That vase only had one day left until retirement.
Stop stealing.
It was an urn. It wasn't a vase.
Oh, was it?
That makes it worse.
That vase had a lot of you're likely to make. Dusty material it coming did. Out of it.
Bede, stop stealing my joke that I clearly stole elsewhere. The way they were with Reggie anyway, and you didn't tell me what the beer was Bogan Man would have. Sergeant Bogan Man.
Oh, it would have to be like, could either be Foster's or VB?
I'd probably be VB. And yeah, he was right to get excited about those shorts. See, our Christmas camel toes making a comeback.
Totally.
And booty fair. And booby fair.
Booby fair, booty fair. Dude, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to.
Does he have a boner? Is that why he's hiding?
No, he's gonna work on his. He's just blown up. He's gonna work on his cardio.
I don't know. But if you're after this river, and hide his snake boner. I almost pity the poor bastard.
You know all those wonderful you sent. He forgot to take his pre-workout.
Oh no! Does this have a youth center that's in crisis? And he's got this
operation store. No, the bad guys are running the youth centers in this movie.
How evil.
Hence where all the henchmen come from.
How evil. This is not. I don't approve of this.
At least we can also link this movie back to the LA Wars as well.
Everything links back to the LA Wars. Everything. He hasn't paid taxes
in years. It is the generating overarch of our Tubi Cinematic Universe Season 2.
Yes.
For Phase 2. And also, she has every right to be angry when someone doesn't pay their taxes. You know, like billionaires. You're a good cop. You think so, Harry? Wait, she's a cop? You know I
do. Yep.
He worked at the she's
his partner. I think that's his partner.
Oh. Well, booty fair. I think
I'll run a few more laps. You'll wait here for me. Oh, denied.
It's because he's got that massive boner. It made her feel
very uncomfortable. I'm sorry, I can't date a guy who wears kabuki shoes. It's just not for me.
Didn't he change out of his fitness. Kabuki shoes?
He did.
No, booby fair.
There is a youth center.
See, I knew it. It always it,
but this one is center. Ran by the.
Yeah, they already the run it. What is this?
It's a trap.
Dick Kick City. That's exactly how you get away from a group of people like that. Dick Kick City.
Yeah, LaRosa knows what she's doing.
What is that guy doing? He's juggling with a pink tracksuit that I kind of want. Oh, boobies again, for some reason.
Boobies there.
Now they're just going a bit nuts here.
This guy is, you might want to help
really slow at trying to help her.
Yeah.
He's not a very good, whatever he's meant to be.
Worst cop ever.
Oh my gosh, they're going to assault her. Hurry up. Where did that guy come from? How are there like way more people? Where did they all come from?
You said it.
I gotta fix
that. That's why you gotta shut those things down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you can't let the bad guys run a youth center. Come on, does this unleash the Kabuki powers?
That's why all youth centers are bad. I mean, like, we were completely wrong about that breakdance movie.
They shouldn't have been saving the youth center. I want flying shoes. Also, how would those shoes have knocked him out?
That's not how guns work.
They were flying at a high velocity.
Oh, yes, FYI, everybody, we lost Bede again. What the hell is that?
Transformation scene!
Is that like a tent so he can change into the clothes?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, now he's
not the worst transformation scene I've ever seen.
Oh,
but
he's jizzing from his head. Apparently, jizzing from your forehead makes it into face paint.
He's going full tilt Kabuki now.
He is. He needed to go through a trauma to actually bring out the Kabuki man inside of him.
Exactly, because isn't there a little Kabuki man in all of us?
Oh, he's back.
Yes, I'm back.
We are at 34:16.
My internet really is hating me today.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Wow. My life is forever changed after seeing that.
Oh my gosh, look at his costume, it's ridiculous!
It's ridiculously awesome.
Love the voice too.
Yes.
It's like when Toxie changes and he gets a brand new voice.
Yep. I mean, I have to go through a lot of Troma's other films that at some point, but have Toxie and Kabuki Man like teamed up for a movie? Because I'll be
Tickets and Toxie.
Nice.
Toxic Avenger 4.
Nice.
And they are both in Romeo and Juliet in a cameo in the party scene.
Yes. I like how he's
pretend
like
this is not racist at all.
No. Just enjoy it.
But he's kicking the ass out of bad guys. And I like how his red chest kind of looks like Ricardo Montalban's chest in Wrath of Khan.
If it was red.
Exactly.
Ooh, fan powers. I love it.
Here, have an OnlyFans account.
You got
that was
me
terrible,
there.
Dude. That was terrible.
A terrible joke, but I loved it.
Gags in a tree.
Dude, you just got a sword.
The sword is his penis.
Penis welding imbecile.
I like how he's like Guys, get out of the way. I'm trying to kill some bad guys. I don't want to actually kill people by mistake.
Oh, I love how he just demolished that. Why is he
that was my favorite part!
Hey! Now, memory serves, this movie isn't as gory as the Toxic Avenger, is it?
Oh!
But they still use the F word that we don't approve of.
Yeah.
But we approve of that happening to people who use the F word.
Exactly. Death by chopsticks. Although I gotta say, though, like, you mentioned this earlier, Derek, it's like... Like, Tubi puts this up as PG-13, but you watch it, it's clearly not a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, this is the unrated version, for sure.
There's clearly too many boobies for a PG-13.
Yeah.
We just had a rape scene, I mean.
Yeah, just about, anyway.
Oh!
Oh, sushi to the man. I mean, yeah, sushi. Sushi. Fucking hell.
Sushi.
I can't even talk, jeez.
I will slap you. Slap, slap, slap.
See, this is what's so good about Troma. With the villains are the most hateful, disgusting people ever, but they get the shit beat the fuck out of them.
Exactly.
Oh, they do,
and it's so joyful.
Oh, I was just saying, take back what I just said.
Oh shit! I just murdered someone. Better get out of here.
He was pulling a Van Damme there with the post head crush, like ah.
Where'd the little baby come from? It's a real hero. Real New York
hero, huh? Yeah. It's a biker baby.
We're gonna arrest you for wearing a really weird and bizarre costume that's culturally inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. At least fix her top, could we?
I know.
Yeah, really.
It's like everybody needs to see her boobs.
Yes.
Like, she was although, to be fair, like, come on. Like,
although, to be fair,
there's only two.
To be fair,
but you do see a lot of man boobs in this movie, too. You see kabuki mans, even though they're fake, and you see that other henchman over there.
So many boobs, so little time.
It's equal opportunity boobs, this movie.
I mean, that guy is just busting out of his top right there. That's the
guy. Exactly.
Shut up, you weenie. Oh,
whoa!
Ad.
Wow.
38.57, and we're on to eBay, and it's a really quick ad.
And, oh, that's a quick ad.
Yep, 39. Yep.
eBay, buy shit!
Meanwhile, back to Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD.
Go to eBay and buy yourself a Sergeant Kabuki Man costume.
Alright. Just like the song?
Yes.
They just give you a raw fish that hasn't been filleted or anything in a restaurant. That's,
well, if you go to an Italian restaurant and order raw fish, sure.
Yeah, if you say, oh, give me a raw mackerel. Like,
That's not how sushi works.
That's not how any of this works right now.
But I'm pretty sure that waitress was having a very off day because she was like, here's your fish.
She had to deal with
that's her on
a group of Karens earlier that day.
That's her on a good day.
Yes. And she steals the whole booby.
I just heard Nubal and I was like, what? What does he have to do now? And I haven't even
started shopping yet. Well, the evil one is coming, and Sergeant Kabuki Man, who's really more a detective than Sergeant, needs to, like, stop the evil one.
Okay.
But he needs to master his powers before he can fight the evil one.
Okay. Does he need to Pokemon to do this?
He's gonna eat the worms, right?
Yes. You do not have a choice in the matter. Fate has selected you. You are the Kabuki Man. He could have selected me since I'm the more appropriate person to be a Kabuki Man, but no.
As we established, the grandfather was very misogynistic.
Exactly.
Like, what a dick. Okay, he's angry.
That's just so random. Pardon me.
I'm angry and I'm pissed.
Fake news.
I'm angry that the LA wars are still going.
Fucking LA wars.
Nobody's doing shit.
And I'm angry too that the Titanic 2 sank.
And I'm angry that these guys are doing two Troma movies all month.
And I'm angry that these two henchmen that I pulled out just a second ago were kicked out of the dance school from Breaking 2.
How did the TV blow up?
It's more trouble than he's worth. Never should have given him the assignment. I
told you. Yeah, see, this is why you don't use a youth center to do this shit.
Rembrandt. Exactly. I want you to insert yourself. I mean, everyone knows that, like, teenagers are not the best henchmen. Like, haven't any bad guy in all of history ever learnt that? Nope. Less artistic.
Just make it well, to be fair...
Get it, Rembrandt? Be a little less artistic.
To be fair, if you've seen Kill Bill Volume 1, that teenage henchwoman was pretty badass.
Well, that is true. She's like the exception.
And then there's Terry and Todd.
Mm. Well, that's his too. Wait, did somebody say my son's Terry and Todd? Hello, everyone. It's me.
Oh, God. What did I do?
No, there's no rotary phones here, Louise. There's no wine or vacuum cleaners.
Well, first of all, I just got to tell you all that in that drip, there's some clear white wine, which is not my particular favorite wine, but I'll still drink it nonetheless. Because...
Now, Louise, are you a fan of sushi? I know you like your fast food.
Oh, honey. Not really the biggest fan of sushi because everyone knows that my favorite food is pumpkin pie. Mm. And for some reason, hospitals don't actually make it, which really upsets me. Hence why, like, when I tell my son, Terry, about this, all of a sudden some random nurses and doctors are dead. I don't know how that happened, but at least it's not from my son, Todd, who's still locked up in the psych ward.
Well, I'm not sure that's factually correct, Louise, but I think it's all that wine that you drink constantly to deal with having Terry and Todd as your sons. I think. How is she dead? Did someone poison her?
That henchman guy was in there. This guy is a doctor.
See, this is why I don't drink white wine, because everyone knows if you drink it, you die immediately. That's why I stick to red. Drink red, don't be dead. That's my motto for everything.
That's a t-shirt. We gotta make that a t-shirt. With a picture of Louise Lasser on it.
Well done, Louise.
And also, why is there someone being hung upside down in the background of this thing?
I don't know, but there's not enough rotary phones in this movie.
I know, so anyways, since there's no rotary phones on screen yet, I gotta get going. Because, you know, I gotta go find that hunky boy Craven, because, you know, he hasn't been returning my phone call, so I'm thinking I might have to go buy him a new rotary phone and sneak it inside his house. So, I'll see you all later. Bye.
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 Is she gone?
Yes.
Yes, Craven. Louise Lasser is gone.
I was hiding under the desk, shining batch of shoes.
Whoa. Get the fuck out of my office.
Craven? That's disturbing.
My shoes do look pretty good, though.
Yes.
I was kind of curious what Craven thought of Kabuki Man's superhero skills so far.
Oh, yes, Craven, what do you think?
Oh, I think, he's... I like the chopsticks. I think that's a good move. I'm gonna rip that off. I mean, I'm going to pay homage. I think the makeup needs a little work. But other than that, I think he's a cool dude. Mm.
Yeah, see, I figured Craven would approve of Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD.
Yes.
I'm loving the music in this movie, by the way.
This is like kind of music out of like a 30s or 40s film.
And it's only ever the cop scenes you hear this music.
Yes. So basically it's just assuming, let's put some gold watches and gold chains in that,
I need to go to that church and pretend I'm grabbing the donations. Clearly. Your money will help
pay hey, I'll just take this gold watch.
I completely forgot what it was now.
See, those are meant to be innocent young teenagers. I swear one of them looked like he was 50 years old with a comb over.
That's a hard Canadian 50 right there.
Thank you.
I love, teenagers my ass.
I love the commitment that this guy does not take that wig off.
See,
He really, that is, like we have already stated earlier, that is the same wig from Ninja Terminator, and it's popped up 3 times so far.
See, I'm telling you, Ninja Terminator was like trend-setting. Right?
Exactly.
Fucking trend-setting.
Now we need to find a movie on Tubi about a killer wig.
Yes. That should be too hard.
If not,
guarantee
we'll
that
make...
probably is there.
If not, yeah. We'll make one. Peddling their poison even now. In fact, one of them's wearing a big red hat. Red like the devil. You can't miss him. What? I'm so confused as to what's going on right now.
Drugs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, come out here, everyone. We got the new Toxic Avenger movie in here.
Why's that guy got dirt all over his face?
He looks like Carrot Top, but brown hair.
Well, look, he says he's.
I'm not gonna.
So potato.
I'm not gonna.
Or potato top.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I got to see a trailer to this Toxic Avenger remake starring Peter Dinklage.
Well, apparently, I was like reading just today in the news that it has been officially rated R.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, let me find out what is entailed in this movie. Give me 1 second.
They still haven't announced who is playing Toxie, which I'm.
I still reckon it's Peter Dinklage.
That would be amazing, but.
Because who else would be playing that movie?
According to Bloody Disgusting, where I'm getting this information from.
And Beat's frozen.
The Toxic Avenger movie has been rated R for strong violence and gore, language throughout, sexual references, and brief graphic nudity.
Oh, then. It should be good.
Yes.
I could see him being Melvin in the voice of Toxie.
Yes, I could see that.
It's tough to see. Stay
back. Or they could do, like, he could play Toxie and maybe either do a mixture of, like, force perspective, or maybe, I don't know if Toxie will either be, like, an animatronic character or a CGI character, or maybe both, or a guy in a suit, so it could work either way, like, depending on what they go with.
Yeah.
Apparently Kevin Bacon is the villain, so...
Yes!
As long as it looks like a shitty low-budget trauma movie, that's
exactly
all I care about.
It needs to have the feel of trauma, otherwise you're just failing.
Oh no, it's Pennywise.
Nobody move! Did he half-transform? What the hell?
It's the dollar store Pennywise.
When you order Pennywise from Wish.
From Wish, yeah.
I was gonna say, this is the asylum Pennywise.
Or it's a silent kabuki man.
Yes.
I'm so confused. I want you.
Bang.
As long as it isn't Mr. Goddamn Jingles, that's all I'm saying.
Excuse me. You're correct. That movie was piece of shit.
That's yes. Where they got the costume
is
from.
Is this the clown, whatever it's called from Spawn?
It kind of looks like it.
John Leguizamo.
Violator?
Violator, yeah. That's it.
I like how when he runs away, his feet squeak.
Whee! So did he half-transform? I'm so confused.
He tried to force it, and it didn't work because he doesn't have control of his powers yet.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
And when you're dressed as a clown, you have to commandeer a tricycle.
Yes.
It's the law.
Or a really ridiculously small car.
Coming up, guys, be prepared. We are about to witness trauma history.
Okay.
I'll point it out as we get a little bit closer, but just be prepared.
Oh, it's the car flip?
We shall see.
That they've reused how many times in how many different films?
In almost every single following movie.
Yes.
Yes.
This was the origination of it.
Yes. My favorite thing is like in car chases.
Was that Louise?
That could have been Louise. Louise, was that you?
All right, first of all,
Hello, everyone, it's Louise Lasser again. Now, I'm back because, first of all, when I wasn't busy on the film Blood Rage, my stunt double, who is also named Louisa Lasser, he told me that she got cast in a movie called Sergeant Pumpkin Pie Man, which I thought was the title of the movie, but it was really Kabuki Man, but that's a whole different story. So, pretty much, my stunt woman got cast in this movie for a quick cameo, and yes, that is her screaming in the car right there.
Now, no truth to the rumor that I slept with your sister, Louise.
Oh, Louis. You're always going around saying all this.
Oh, never mind.
I know you're lying. But anyways, I better get back to my pumpkin pie and red wine drinking. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
We're just waiting for the car scene now.
Yeah. Well, it's not every day you see a unicycle chase sequence.
No.
Only on Trauma.
Whee! Well, that was a underwhelming crash.
You could also get something as ridiculous in an Andy Sidaris movie.
It's kind of like the chase sequence in 21 Jump Street where they keep expecting everything to blow up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is he going to be a clown at a kid's party? Because I'm so here for this.
Oh no, there are kids in a trauma movie. No kid is safe. Run! It's Karen McCarrenson.
So I'm like, this is Louise Lass's younger sister.
But she's drinking white wine, so she's gonna die.
Yeah.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Louise tried to warn her.
Why does that kid dress like an adult?
But drink red, you won't be dead. Drink white.
Oh my god, they're shooting up a kid's party.
And they're excited about it!
I know, what is going on?
Be quiet, you'll be dead by the end of the night.
Hey everybody, we're gonna die in a trauma movie, yay!
This is like...
yay!
This is like some The Visitor shit going on right now. With guns at a kid's party, Jesus.
Yes.
They haven't hit anything though.
No.
Somehow they're not hitting anyone except balloons so far.
Yeah, and the kids are just so happy about it.
Hey, these henchmen have better aim than stormtroopers.
No, they really don't. Look how big of a target the clown is. Like, come on.
Is that the little girl from for the visitor?
Yes. Oh, ad.
What? How can they throw an ad in the middle of the most exciting sequence so far?
Well, they do.
Here we go. We're almost done.
They're quick ads today, which is good. They're not sexy, but they're quick. 54:35.
Right.
Let's go.
What?
Wee!
I do love it when people are in cars and they're obviously driving really fast and just how the cars are obviously being shook back and forth.
Like they have a Mr. T air freshener in that car.
It is. That's awesome. I want one.
That popped me right there.
Whee!
Whoa!
Here we go.
There we go.
Whoa! We're gonna reuse this shot in every Trevor movie ever. Michael Bay got shit on us.
No, he fucking does.
That movie needs to be that needs to be in the Toxic Avenger remake. Even
it better be.
Yeah, I'll be very disappointed if it's not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write to Macon Blair right now. He's writing and directing the remake, and tell him to make sure to put that shot in the movie.
I mean, Lloyd is a producer for it, so well, I hope I can at least.
We'll tweet him. We'll tweet him.
Yeah.
Drop your pants right there.
All right, I'll go over where that sign is and drop my pants.
I can't guarantee anyone wants to see that, but that's what the sign's telling you to do.
Whee!
Oh no, he's got silly streak!
That guy really needs to brush his teeth.
This henchman with the bad debtor is the best character in the movie.
No, it's the guy with the wig, clearly.
Oh, they both are. They need to have their own spin-off movie. Ethan Wig. There we go, that's the name of it.
Goldberg's Cleaners.
Who's next?
That dry cleaners had one day left to retirement.
It's very obvious, like, yeah, I mean, like you said, Derek, that this is obviously a cut version, but I can imagine, like, I guess the more family-friendly version could just, that's what version would, of course, that's probably why they have, like, save stuff like weenie throughout this whole movie.
Yeah.
They might say weenie, but then they'll show you some tits.
Well, we gotta remember, but this is 19...
They can easily cut that.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta remember, this is 1990. PG-13 was very different back then compared to now. You can get away with a little bit more with PG-13 in the 90s. I know a Glock Griswold, but I don't know a Harry Griswold.
Griswold, what the fuck are you wearing now?
It's a crack den.
That was my favorite glass!
That was my favorite crack den.
Nice dissolve, huh?
Yep.
I do love that. What are they doing in the background? The extras, they're doing, what is it, the YMCA? What is that?
I don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah, boy.
Hey! Ho!
Oh.
Hey! Ho! Hey!
They're doing a wave.
These jokes are just delivering so well. They're like... Oh my god.
A kid who tells me that you stole his tricycle? Hey, that kid was an asshole. Out of shape. The newspapers are using you to make a laughing stock of the entire force. And Jonah Jameson still wants pictures of Spider-Man. Turn that damn thing off.
They haven't stopped in the background. It's amazing. Forget about Snipes.
Look. You know, or even Wesley Snipes. I'd give you another shot. They're still going in the background.
No,
it's amazing.
They haven't stopped, like, for 5 minutes. Give me a gun,
give me a shield. I'm just gonna say it right now, Troma movies have the best extras ever.
They do. We need to be extras in a Troma movie. Mm.
Yes.
We need to make a Troma movie. Sorry.
It could be Sergeant Bogan Man.
Yeah, we should make Sergeant Bogan Man.
I love it.
It's the role you were born to play, B.
Exactly. So,
why has he got balloons coming out of his ass?
Well, he had to make those balloons somehow because he's using his farts to blow them up.
Mm.
Never thought I'd have to ask that question in my life. But here we are.
See, Marcy, what you do with a balloon is...
No.
Oh, hello, Monkey. It's a baboon.
It's not a baboon.
It is a baboon.
I'm pretty sure it's not a baboon.
I'm sure it's a baboon. Is it a baboon?
No.
Can anyone confirm what that baboon is?
I think it's a mandrill?
A mandrill?
Yeah, it is a mandrill.
Thank you.
Is it a mandrill?
Baboons are bigger.
And they got big bums.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. Alright, let me have a look.
B doesn't know these apes, monkeys.
That's not a mandrill. Mandrills look kind of like, like that. Okay, hold on. Oh, can you see my pit?
Oh, okay.
They kind of look like that. I think it's a baboon.
Yeah, but baboons look like this. So what's with the monkey?
Yeah, that's what they look like.
But he didn't look like that.
Toyota? Is this the new, like, we spent 10 minutes trying to remember what a microscope is called?
Yes, exactly.
Look. Does a baboon look like?
But it doesn't look like a baboon unless it's a baby baboon.
Yeah, it's probably a baby baboon.
In that case, I don't like this.
But it's so cute. It was riding a little car before.
Isn't there a trivia as to what the animal was in this movie?
Actually, yeah, I have had trivia on my phone for a little while, so I haven't had a chance to read it.
You're the trivia man. What's the matter with you? Please
close your eyes. Well, it's not my fault. Detective. I'll look up and find out what it is. Give me one. And people are going to listen to this, this podcast and be realized, Bade, you're a fucking idiot.
And of course, now we get to the traditional martial arts training section.
Training montage!
You're gonna need a montage.
This is my playroom. Hey, let me down. It's important that we establish an
effective teacher-pupil relationship. Now, hit him in the balls.
It's my favorite trope. On mutual respect and trust. As it is, it will be easier
to work with fear and pain. Works for me. Mm. See, there you go. What the hell did you do that
for? I approve very much. Your first lesson will develop your patience, concentration, and endurance. Mm. I can see that.
It looks abusing the shit out of him because he's culturally appropriating throughout this whole movie.
Totally. Every grain. Are you out of your mind? Cut me down from here right now. Oh,
the dick. Please begin to separate and count the rice, detective. The bamboo. I thought he was a sergeant. Is he a sergeant or a detective or a dickhead?
Sergeant detective.
Dickhead.
Dickhead.
Sergeant Detective Dickhead is his full title.
Yeah.
Grains of yellow rice and 1,846
grains of brown rice. Very good. That only took you 5 hours. Concentration and focus. How could that take someone 5 hours? That would take someone like 5 fucking years. Let's see if you can do
it in 3 hours.
Oh! Oh!
That was just mean.
So you bitch.
Mm. What is he wearing?
See, everything I read about, like, Toyota, the monkey, it just says it's a monkey. It doesn't specify what type of monkey.
Mm.
Bullshit.
Well,
he's dressed like one of those ninjas from Ninja's Terminator.
He is.
Yes.
Just in spandex for some reason.
Yes.
You know what this movie needed? Messenger transforming robots.
Yes.
It does.
I'm not saying that this isn't a good movie. I'm just saying that would be an excellent addition to the film.
Could you just once say something that doesn't sound like you just flew in from Pluto? Clearly you have no comprehension
of the scope of your mission. The evil one never sleeps. I don't think he really wanted to have this mission.
The evil one does take catnaps, though.
No,
yes.
So who's the evil one?
Dormammu.
I don't think we're about catnaps. Now I must resort to American
style. Did you say Dormammu or your mama?
No.
Dormammu.
We were going to have some fighting words there.
Yes.
If that was
your mama. Oh! Ooh. You fight like a little... You fight like
good old fashioned game of a... Good old fashioned game, I punch you in the face, you punch me in the face.
Mm-hmm. Whee! And this is why I like how just wear spandex.
I like how she's just... Even though she is his teacher, and teaching him how to use all his powers, she's like really pissed off with him. All the time.
I like how she's wearing, like, basically a prom dress. Beating up women,
you know. Yes. And he's dressed up like a tomato.
He's fresh off the set of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yes. Stop making fun of my culture, you asshole!
I approve.
And she doesn't mind beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, I approve. Oh, not this creep again.
Now tell me, everyone, is my receding hairline even bigger throughout this movie?
I don't know, but those eyebrows certainly got bigger.
The receding hairline is going back further, but the eyebrows are getting bigger.
And all in favor of banning Will Smith from the Oscars, say aye.
That woman in the pink, like, jacket looks like Heather Locklear.
You wish.
No.
What is that?
That's the stone that sort of foretells when the evil one is coming.
Yeah.
That we've just seen for the first time now.
No, it's a classical form of Japanese poetry, you turkey. Please, read the haiku on the first page.
Oh, it's the script of Kabuki Man.
I'm still so confused as to what's going on.
This is the first time I've ever seen that.
Well, I was reading up trivia. There are two versions of this movie. There is an R-rated version and a PG-13.
So clearly, this is going to be the R-rated version.
Very much so, because according to Wikipedia, where I'm reading this information from, creative differences troubled the production from the start. Both producers, Namco and Hearst, wanted a mainstream, accessible film geared towards children. Whereas Lloyd Guttman wanted the usual trauma-esque sex and violence style. The film was eventually cut into both PG-13 and R-rated versions.
Yeah, fuck a PG-13 version.
But I can definitely see, you can cut out some of the violence and some of the sex in that, and it could easily be, like, a family film.
Is that kind of like
I thought this is the PG-13 version.
Is that kind of like how they supposedly made Tammy and the T-Rex a PG-13 movie?
Yes.
The family-friendly version, somehow.
Sorry, everyone, I farted.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, he transformed into a clown.
He mastered the art of haiku.
Oh.
See, this is how it all works. If you master how to do a haiku, then you can become. Then you have learnt the powers of Kabuki Man. What
do you see? Ooh, I like this music.
I see. Fields of green, poverty. Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
Shut up, baby.
I see a location we're not allowed to shoot in.
We don't have a permit. We got to get out of here in 5 minutes. Sacred foundations of the Bill of Rights.
Oh my God! Why are you singing?
Because he's Kabuki Man.
Can you get that costume?
He's filled with the spirit of Kabuki.
My pursuit of truth. If he knew how to sing properly, he could be Karaoke Man.
Mm.
I like how this guy steals everything and puts like stickers to say no radio on board, no tires, no battery, no baby.
Yep, you gotta consider it as a criminal.
Yes. Don't mind me, I'm just dancing along to the song. Oh no, not the sludge from Toxic Avenger!
But that's our favorite.
Tromasan.
It's wasabi mustard, get a right, Bead.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not gonna turn you into a Toxic Avenger.
Well, I'm disappointed that it won't. And this dude clearly is dressed up as, like, Lando Calrissian. This pimp right here.
Yeah, just the pimp version.
Yes. Oh, they turned him into sushi.
Oh my God.
Hold still. Whoa!
What did the prostitute... Whoa! What did she do?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
And this is why you
she
need to...
She pulled the knife on him. Prostitution. Yeah.
Oh my God, is he gonna turn him into noodles?
I'm gonna tie you up with noodles. Beef on board.
But he doesn't
he got away from it.
This is silly. I don't like this.
I always find it funny, like, in trauma movies, especially when they have superheroes like Kabuki Man or Proxy, like, they're not afraid to actually kill people.
No, not at all.
Because they realize, trauma realized Batman is bullshit with the no-killing rule.
Right, yes.
Oh, just like Proxy, he helps old people cross the street. I love it.
Kabuki Man's a friend to old people.
Mm. Kabuki Man is the hero this town needs.
Exactly. I mean, the Punisher's not there anymore, so Kabuki Man has to take over as the new superhero. Mm.
Yeah. Well, of course, he's in New York, and then Toxie's in Tromaville,
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Mm. So, at least they got those the two states covered.
Mm. Mm. We gotta take all these spandex, the spandex clothing, the Troma.
Yeah, because this is one of the few Troma movies that doesn't take place in Tromaville.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, Tromaville already has Toxie, so...
That is true. This is like the Avengers. Whoa!
That was rude. That door had one day left to retirement.
Oh my gosh, a bomb really did blow up your apartment. It was already like this before we got here.
You may think I'm a champion of good for the... Actually, Craven's just in that apartment and he's hotboxing it.
I like how his hair... Kabuki Man's hair looks like wings.
Allegedly!
Allegedly. What is he eating?
A battle. It's like a... What is that?
Cotton candy?
I think it was a snowball.
Looks like a Play-Doh.
It's the battle of the wings.
Whoa! Oh! Run him over! He's flat!
And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, but we know when that happens, you just gotta put air back in, like on the spaceship.
Exactly.
From the rock aliens.
Well, you know, Kabuki Man should have paid off that flat rate.
Fuck off. That was terrible.
File.
It's not my fault that he feels very deflated right now.
Fuck off, Bede.
You got one more in your bead.
You're fired.
Okay. I think I have one more in me.
No, you're fired.
Ah, Kabuki Band's hungry for pancakes now.
Fuck off.
Bead, you're walking a thin line here.
See, there's dad jokes, which are up here, and then there's B jokes, which are down here.
Yeah, that's why you're fired from this show. Get out.
Derek, you have to take over as the new co-host now.
Derek's nowhere near as terrible as you, so he can stay.
My true powers have yet to be unlocked.
Beat is called the Terrible Australian for a reason.
Once I master the art of haiku, then I'll...
I was just about to say, Derek. Somebody get you a haiku.
Now listen, there I need you to clean up the teeth.
There has to be a haiku slash...
Look at that phone! It's not a rotary phone, but that's a 1980s phone.
Got your beepers going on?
That's a big camera.
Those are what cameras looked like back in the 90s.
Yeah, they did.
They were that big.
This is my favorite gag.
He's turned into a weenie!
Oh no!
Yes,
it's time
fan
to cut.
Power. Kabuki Man. I'm sure your fans will be a little disappointed. Ooh, he even made a joke similar to Beads.
I know. How dare he beat me to the punch?
He's stealing your material, Bead.
Mm. Yes. He's Bead. Totally fine.
Bead really is Kabuki Man.
That cloth hurt my feelings.
It did.
Yeah. His cape also is an impenetrable wall.
Bede, if you don't dress up as that dude, I'm gonna cry.
This dude is dressed up like Neo from The Matrix with a long wig.
Where the fuck did he get a Molotov cocktail from?
He got it from Lloyd Kaufman. They were on standby, ready to go.
What the fuck?
Good old-fashioned fire gag.
Mm. Whee!
Now he'll jump into a thing of toxic waste, and then he'll become a superhero.
And he had one day left to retire.
Yes.
How many times are you going to use that joke, Marcy, on this
About
podcast?
20 more times.
Okay.
It's already been used 10 times on this show.
I'm pretty sure we just saw a fucking nerd.
Well, that dude was a fucking nerd, but he's now a dead fucking nerd.
That's how you like your nerds, Bede.
Exactly. Breaking my neck? Don't be such a
Boy, we don't use the word, the sissy word. That's stupid.
Yeah, but she's, but he's culturally appropriating her culture, so she's allowed to use it against him.
I mean, fine, don't be such a little bitch.
I mean, literally, she can do whatever the fuck she wants to him at this point.
You're not allowed to use the word sissy anymore. Okay, I'll call you a cunt instead.
Yeah, exactly. You call people a cunt like you God intended.
Yes.
Thank you.
Whee!
He can fly.
You will believe
it. Oh my god, he's actually in a mesh shirt.
They can fly now?
Yeah. Wait, you need, it's you, that wig, you need a learner's permit to be a superhero.
See, it's that wig. It's
well, they'll fly. It's,
yeah. The flying effects are amazing.
Yeah, this is Superman-esque shit, right?
Exactly. But somehow even better than Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Well, that movie did have a budget of $5. Look at that fucking nerd! My
sleazy client. Fucking lawyer nerd. Walks
away scot-free. It's a very Ted Raimi looking nerd, too.
It is. It's like a mixture of James Woods and Ted Raimi.
I'm sure Ted Raimi would have done it if they asked.
Yeah, he probably would have.
That said, we love Ted Raimi. We think he's king nerd.
Yes.
What is that lady rich doing in the background?
We're rich dickhead lawyers. Oh!
Pan Am.
Whatever happened to Pan Am?
They went out of business.
I know that. Oh!
Someone chimed in on him. This is the Adventures of Barry McKenzie.
That's the crossover we need.
It really would have been. If no one understands that reference, listen to the Ozploit cast that me and Bean do on the Super Network.
Yes.
Since my flight prematurely departed, he was premature with his flight.
It's very obvious, like they're on some kind of, like, you know, one of those like little trolleys, lying on top of it.
I'm flying, Jack.
Oi!
I'm here for your Rolex. I'm here for your Rolex.
Is he gonna
suplex him?
Is he gonna spank him in front of everyone? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he could take him to Suplex City. I wouldn't complain.
His gut wrencher right there.
Yeah. Could have impaled him on that pole with the cross on it.
If this was any other trauma movie, he probably would have.
Yes.
Well, at least he's threatening him about it. Proctology. Get my point
sniped. Okay, I'll give you the Rolex, just put me down!
That is the same tape recorder that Tommy Wiseau used in the room.
Yes.
That confession is not admissible in a court of law.
Oh, we do, okay. Sure. Hanging over the Empire State Building.
Anyway. Does this kimono make my a little too short? Because you could almost see my moose knuckles.
Yeah, I don't want to see his moose knuckles. You've done so well
in such a short time. You're still a dickhead, but you've done well.
Wait, the evil one hasn't even fucking shown up yet. Without you
around, my powers. Nope.
Jeez.
The prophecy hasn't been fulfilled yet.
Yes.
So where is the evil one? To you and Kabuki. You gotta destroy the
evil. I think I'm
path.
Turned on now.
That's some sexy sake drinking right there.
Mm. Well, hello. This is how Bede's dates usually go. He doesn't know how to kiss anyone.
Shut up!
You know it's true.
Oh no! His kabuki clothes are too short. Meanwhile, on the set of LA Wars and their sex scene, which is shot exactly the same.
I'm pretty sure Tommy Wiseau directed this sequence.
He might have.
Yes.
Is he going to fuck her belly button?
Booby fair.
Give me your tongue.
You've got a very hairy chest.
If this is the PG-13 version, I want to see what's in the R.
That'd be amazing.
He's giving her a lesson in proctology. Break feed.
He's gonna give her the old he's gonna give her the old tuna roll.
He's gonna give her the shocking dark, which I can't do now. There we go.
He's gonna give her the rotary phone. As to say, what you do with a rotary phone is you stick your finger into the hole. I don't know what.
You nearly killed me there, Bede. Fucking rotary phone.
Wait, I missed out.
What you do with a rotary phone is you stick your fingers in the 6 and the 9 and then you spin around.
How are they having
that's
sex?
That's how you call LL.
They're now a sushi roll. Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa, that was sexy.
So basically, when he climaxes, he becomes Kabuki Man.
Actually, I think he's the bottom.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'll call you tomorrow. See ya. I'll talk to you later.
See,
bye.
She's definitely the top. There's no doubt about it.
She's wearing the pants of that relationship.
She gave him the shocking dunk.
Oh, hi.
At Joe Exotic's zoo.
Where did Troma get a tiger?
They borrowed her from Joe Exotic.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen's coming to perform?
I would not be surprised if one of those big cat people provided this.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And that monkey, I bet you.
Yes.
Because that weird guy on that thing, was it Doc Antle or something, did a lot of that
shit? Doc Antle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's good and hungry. And what have we
in this cage? Now, this is the jaguar. The ADR in this scene is amazing.
Okay, well, now, as for the
monkey, we're trying to get a regular monkey. That's not a monkey, that's a lemur.
Is that a baboon, Bede?
That's a baboon. Sorry. Lima.
No, it's obviously a giraffe.
Oh my god, guys, it was Doc Antle.
Are it you wasn't serious?
Really?
Was it really?
Oh my god.
Wow.
Head animal trainer was Bhagavan Antle.
Wow.
Oh my god.
We're going to pop when you see his name in the credits.
I didn't think that was actually going to be true, but Jesus.
I pop 4DN for that.
There we go. Did he grow tits?
Yes.
Or are his pecs just like massive?
I think his pecs are just.
Oh my god! Now
we know why that's why he always wears.
Now we know if you've ever seen Tromeo and Juliet, which we may or may not be watching for Troma Month. That's where Sean Gunn got the inspiration for his hair.
Yes.
I mean, as well as Cynthia the doll from the ones.
He's doing a penguin on his nose.
Are we sure that's not Glenn Danzig?
Stop murdering me.
Speaking of Glenn Danzig, when is his new movie, Death Rider and the House of the Vampires, coming out? Because that would totally be a two.
We gotta do that on this show.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
the evil
unfortunately, one? Tubi was like, yeah, we're going to pass on that one.
Stop using the F word. Every time you use the F word, you die.
Unless you're referring to...
He's the bad guy, so yeah. He's kind of allowed because he's horrible.
Yeah, but it means he's going to die.
Unless you're referring to a bundle of sticks, we don't want to hear it.
Exactly. Oh, wait, he transformed back to himself or whatever.
He's transformed back to white man.
Mm. And we all know white men are the evil power.
Yes, or don't
we? I'd shoot him.
You have the right to remain I'm still waiting for this evil power person.
Oh, and he's dead.
There you go.
Shot through the head.
And you're to blame.
You give Kabuki Man a bad
name. See, once he got shot in the
shot in the head, red wine came out of his mouth. So drink. Oh, wait a minute. Drink red,
and you won't be dead.
Yeah. And you're not dead.
That's because he drank white wine earlier.
That is true.
And he used the F word, which means automatic death.
Exactly.
Yeah, drink red and you won't be dead. That's the shirt.
Drink wine, you will die. See, those are going to be t-shirts now.
Where's the evil one?
The evil one is Clive Palmer.
Well, we know that.
The monkey's got a little top hat. Look at it. It's so cute.
You got a suggestion? Why is it talking? Is that Doc Antle doing the voice? Where did he get
Yes, the monkey is talking. Obviously, that's... maybe it's Frank Welker.
Oh, he's so cute.
I don't want anybody giving it to me.
I snipped that bar.
Oh, add.
Add.
1 hour, 26 minutes, and 56 seconds.
Oh, do you want to buy a monkey?
And we're back straight away, so keep that timestamp pretty much.
Buy a monkey.
Exactly.
He's so cute with that hat.
I know. He's gonna.
Is that Hitmonkey?
Pray for Mojo.
What he doesn't realize is that's the same monkey from Outbreak.
Fucking Outbreak. You know what? That movie prepared everybody for what was going to happen in 2020. No one listened.
Exactly.
It might have not been from a monkey, but still, it's beside the point.
Yeah. That's a good kitty.
Later that day, that tiger attacked Doc Antle. I think all those big zoo people are a bunch of dickheads.
Yes.
Agreed.
Where did they find a sexy outfit for her?
They tend to do that in every movie. Like, if they kidnap, like, the love interest of the hero, they always change them in another set of clothes.
I think the best example is, like, in Mortal Kombat when Sonya Blade's just tied up in this, like, brown leather outfit.
Yeah, she's dressed up like she's Tina Turner.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck, I don't want to see this dude's eyebrows. I don't like it.
He's doing the, like, Stanley Kubrick acting. He's got his eyes raised up like that.
I think he's Klaus Kinski acting, actually.
Yeah, they tried to get Klaus Kinski, but he was even too crazy even for this movie.
He just didn't show up, so...
Unless his, like, hairdresser was on set.
Mm. Hey, Jack, getting ready for the tiger speech?
I hear you've been... That's not a tiger, it's a lion.
That is a lion.
Stop lying.
Who's the evil one? Is it him?
No.
No, he's coming.
Well, could he hurry up and come? Because I just want to see what it is.
Turns out the monkey's the evil one.
I like how the monkey can talk, and this is like the first time in the whole movie like the monkey talks. It wasn't even talking before when we first met it.
And he still has that bra.
Death by bra.
Detective Griswold was nothing but a clumsy, cheap, low-paid detective in a $9 suit.
Hey, it was a $10 suit, asshole.
And he got
a bargain of a $9 suit.
He got 50% off that suit. Gorillas
out there now. Exactly.
I want you to go around back. You get the two out there. I'm gonna go this way.
He's going to go that way with his bra to defeat the bad guys.
I think the monkey needs to be in the 2B Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he kind of does, actually.
Almost. Almost.
Best animal actor.
This dude's... Griswold's doing like an Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. He's just wailing the gun around everywhere, hoping he hits someone.
I don't know how.
Now, if the monkey was firing the machine gun, then yes, he would make the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Oh, you got that dude.
Another headshot.
Right in the middle of the forehead.
Another man, he had one day left to retire.
Ah, he's got a gun!
There you go.
That's going to be the screenshot.
He's Hall of Fame worthy now. So was her outfit.
Meanwhile, at the sky. Here, have a key. All right, you dumb monkey.
Here, just take my gun.
Stupid monkey.
Well, keys are kryptonite to monkeys.
I didn't know that. Thanks for enlightening us. I don't like this man. Go away.
Put that gun down.
Where did he come from?
Put that gun down, or I'll shoot the rest of your receding hairline.
What, everyone else in the department decides to finally show up?
Yep.
So where's the evil power?
Why does, like, I don't know why, every time I look at the actor who plays, like, Griswold, he keeps reminding me of someone, but I can't put my finger on it.
Meanwhile, with
the... He's got one of those faces.
Yeah. He kind of looks a little bit like Huey Lewis, but not really. Worst cops ever.
What is this?
Oh, well, because originally they were going to feed...
That was Doc Antle.
Yeah. Oh!
It is, because he's clearly wearing a fake mustache and wig.
That's funny.
I've heard of eating pussy, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, shut up.
The tiger eats some Anuba. I wonder how this scene goes in the PG-13 cut. Oh, wait, or is this the PG-13 cut? I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
We don't know anymore.
Oh my god, he used his Kinski powers.
He just pulled a Jack Reacher.
Kinski powers. Well, this dude looks like Doc Antle now.
He does. You know who should do a commentary for this movie? Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Werner Herzog. I thought I'd come on the show and talk about how this movie is a dissection about man's insecurities in and culturally appropriating other cultures for their own needs.
I like the suffering of the monkey as his gun was taken from him.
And also, I want to see the baby.
What's going on?
He's turning into the evil one now. He's the Basque!
I'm so
Somebody
confused.
Stop him.
It's showtime!
Ew.
What the fuck? Ah.
Yeah.
My face! My beautiful face!
Why has this become the fly?
And that labor is like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like, I did not sign up for this.
Why does he look like a giant? I don't know.
He looks like that cat.
Oh my god! I just got it! Okay, Romeo and Juliet. The one thing that they didn't know what it was to put in the hot dogs, it's that.
Oh, that's right.
It's the lava form of the evil one.
Yes.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
That's hilarious.
See, all these movies are very much connected.
They are. Wake up! He's turning into the evil one. So that's all the evil one was, a fucking caterpillar.
Hurry up, Harry, wake up. He's acting like he's in a Cronenberg movie. Ah!
Ta-da!
What the?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Does he have what?
Harry! He's got heads on his hands.
Yeah, he does.
He's a dragon.
Oh, he's a penis thing.
He's got a penis worm.
He's got a penis caterpillar. I don't like this.
Lastly, that's the caterpillar from that children's storybook that has the caterpillar on the cover.
The Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar?
Yes. Ew.
The kiss. Ew.
And that dude is eating donuts while all this is going on.
Why are they making out while all this shit's going on? Why does this guy sound like Kraven?
He does too.
He sounds nothing like me. Okay, maybe a little.
I gotta put these stars in order for the dragon to come through.
I'm scared.
Hey, free food.
Oh, cool. Look at those effects. I love it.
Craft services really needs to spice up the game.
Yeah, they do.
Are they finished making out with her yet? Jeez Louise.
Kabuki Man, you gotta save the world.
Oh, you can only do it when he gets a boner, apparently. Now it's up to you.
That's what where his where his superpower comes from.
What the hell is this? What's going on? That explains why the other guy has a caterpillar penis. Get back. It was to go with his caterpillar eyebrows.
Ew. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, you dragon worm Hitler head person. Big monster.
Oh, sick. The monkey's gonna drive the car.
Sorry, guys. I gotta get out of this movie. This is getting ridiculous now.
He's trying to escape Doc Antle.
Oh, the monkey's driving. The monkey's driving the Jaguar.
Yep.
Why is that guy just eating donuts?
Because he's a police officer.
Because that's what police officers do in trauma movies, Marcy. They always eat food on the job.
Makes sense.
Bear hug!
I don't know what's going on. I'm very confused.
It's the prophecy. So the monkey, if the monkey rides the jaguar, something bad will happen. So the car was a jaguar?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he blows.
Was that Darth Vader's no?
No!
George Lucas stole that from this movie. And everyone blew up. And the lead was like...
Pissed.
The lead was like, whatever.
That lemur's seen some shit.
Meanwhile, in the sky.
The star constellation.
You thought Zaboomafoos had some crazy tales.
Yes. Coming soon, the cinemas everywhere. Sergeant Lemur Man. And it's now daytime already.
It took that long for all of this stuff to happen after. I don't know. This movie has confused me immensely. I don't.
Well, one thing's for sure. He may be all bruised, battered, and his clothes are tan, and he had just survived that explosion, but his hair is still perfect.
His hair has not changed one bit. I don't want to know. What I do know is that you're off suspension. Oh, cool.
And you're on vacation. Hooray!
As of right now. Is that a
pain? Thanks, Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, he's gonna adopt the monkey.
No, the monkey is so cute. I
mean, keep it away from Doc Antle.
Excuse me, officer. What are press charges against Doc Antle?
Just for being a fucking creepy dude.
Why are we going over here? Are we gonna fall off the dock?
Yes.
Meanwhile.
Look, up in the sky, it's a blind reptile.
No.
Oh no, it's our bad acting!
Oh, it's a man in a striped bathrobe!
A man in a striped bathrobe?
Don't be fucking idiot! These flying effects are amazing.
They are.
And there's some random woman's down there just in a bikini.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so now he's been promoted to sergeant.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh. Run away! This movie's gonna hit us! There we go. Sergeant.
Oh, and there we go.
And coming up next is the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Not that we're watching that right now.
Yes.
That is the end of that movie.
Indeed. And that was Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD Blue.
NYPD Blue.
I was going to make that joke earlier, but I completely forgot until now. But anyways, I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast with our Trauma Month special of the show. Thank you for Marcy and Batch for always being awesome co-hosts as per usual. And also, thank you, Derek, for coming on the show and joining us for the madness that is this movie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. To be fair, it was a great time.
To be fair.
Well, we're glad that you really enjoyed yourself, and you're always more than happy. Sorry, you're always more than happy to come back on the show anytime.
Yes, you are.
But yeah, so that'll be the end of this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yes, just look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast streaming platform or player. You can always find everything you need at supermarcy.com or within the podcast show notes as well. And all our links are available on our link tree, which you can find at linktr.ee/2BTuesdaysPodcast. And if you want to find me to say hello, you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. And you can check me out on the Letterboxd at super_Marcy.
Awesome. And that's where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me at the Pop4D Network every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where Mark Chevalier and I recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. On Fridays, it is Avenging Tales, where me and James Simpson do the same for The Mighty Avengers.
Awesome. And Derek, where can people find you on the internet this week?
They can find me on Twitter and Letterboxd, both at Darathus, D-A-R-A-T-H-U-S.
Awesome. And if people want to find me at my technical difficulties, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/bjamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. So, yep, that'll be a wrap on this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We'll be back next week. Marcy's pick of a Troma movie, and we're very excited for that be, but we won't say what it is, so stay tuned for that. And we'll see you all next week, everyone. Oh, sorry. We'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. See you, everyone. Bye.
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 Kabuki Man, goodbye.
His name is Sergeant Harry Griswold. He's an undercover cop who takes his job seriously.
I need to commandeer this vehicle.
A regrettable twist of fate has chosen you as a recipient of amazing supermortal powers.
He becomes Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. Only a beautiful, tender woman, Lotus, can carefully teach Harry the subtle nuances of the Kabuki way. She trains him in the proper use of Kabuki Man's amazing arsenal of high-tech super weapons. He is a one-man army of awesome Oriental artifacts. He is America's first accidental Oriental crime-fighting hero. His name is Harry Griswold, but you can call him Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.